بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about, the day of Arba'een and the authenticity of this action. Do we have any authentic riwayah confirming this action for us? Historically speaking, who did the Arba'een procession first to the city of Karbala? Was it the action done by the Ahlul Bayt themselves, or no, only the ulama during the history did that? Let's talk a little bit more about the details of the day of Arba'een.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we see that in especially recent years, millions of people are taking part in Arba'een walk. Recently, the statistics, the recent years talk about between 12 to 20 million people coming from all around the world, especially the country of Iraq and Iran. And alhamdulillah, we have an increasing number year by year. And now the question, as you rightly mentioned, that is it based on some narrations, or it is just a matter of sunnah and tradition among the Shia and maybe Shia scholars? Of course, for many years, Shia have been doing so. During the rulership of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, there were some limitations. But again, from 2003, when he was overthrown, this procession was revived. And as I mentioned, nowadays, millions of people take part. And interestingly, it's not only the Shia. We see Sunnis taking part. We see Yazidis. We see Christians. Many other people taking part in this Arba'een walk. Now, there are two questions here. First of all, it is about visiting the shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arba'een. And second of all, about the walk toward Karbala on this day.
Yes.
Now, for ziyarah of Arba'een, there are a couple of points. The most famous one is the narration of Imam Askari alayhi salam, in which he is quoted as saying, "Alamatul mu'min khams." There are five signs for a mu'min, for a believer: Salatul ihda wal khamsin, 51 rak'ah of prayer, referring to 17 obligatory rak'ahs and 34 recommended prayers, rak'ah of prayers. Ziyaratul Arba'een, so the second sign for a believer, according to this narration of Imam Askari alayhi salam, is to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arba'een. And the rest of the narration is about At-Takhattum bil-Yameen wa Ta'fir al-Jabeen wa Al-Jahr bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a profound narration in need of explanation. We do not have enough time to explain. So according to this narration, visiting the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arba'een is one of the signs for a believer. This is in Al-Mazar by Sheikh Mufid, page 53, Misbah al-Mutahajjid by Sheikh al-Tusi, page 787, and Sayyid al-Tawus in Al-Iqbal, volume 3, page 100. And the second point is that We have some narrations in which the very text of Ziyara of Arba'in is taught by, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught Ziyara of Arba'in to Safwan ibn Mihran al-Jammal, one of his close companions, which means that Ziyara of Arba'in in and of itself is rooted in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Right.
So it's highly recommended for the Muslims, especially the Shia, to visit the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arba'in.
And the Arba'in itself was done before Imam al-Hussein too? I mean, for example, 40 days after the demise of Prophet Muhammad or something like that? Does
no.
it have such roots?
No, the number of 40 is meaningful in religious teachings, especially
yes.
in spirituality and mysticism. We have the number of 40 about Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the days that he went to the Mount Sinai to talk privately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, for example, we have the custom of writing narrations, including 40 narrations of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, or the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But when it comes to commemorating the demise or martyrdom of a person, it seems that it was only for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It didn't happen for Imam, for the Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, or any other Shia Imam. And nowadays we see that it is only for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, even among the Shia communities.
Right.
Now for Arba'in walk, so we proved that Ziyara of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is rooted in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. First of all, the narration of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and second of all, the narrations which mention the very text of the ziyara for Arba'in, which means that it is rooted in the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio presents questions and answers on Islamic beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, for Arba'in walk, there are a couple of points. The first point is that on the day of Arba'in, according to some historical reports, some of the Banu Hashim, they visited Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the 20th of Safar, 61 after Hijrah, especially Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, according to many historical reports, the great companion of the Prophet. And Atiyah, they visited the land of Karbala on this very day. And of course, then we come to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam themselves. According to the famous idea among the Shia scholars, coming back from Damascus, the family members of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they came to the land of Karbala and visited Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his grave, on the 40th day after his martyrdom, that is the 20th of Safar 61 after Hijrah. For example, in his Al-Luhuf, page 225, Sayyidina Tawus writes the following. He says, لما رجع نساء الحسين وعياله من الشام وبلغوا إلى العراق, when the family members of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were coming back from Syria and they reached the country of Iraq, قالوا للدليل مر بنا على طريق كربلا. They asked the leader of the caravan that take us to the land of Karbala. فوصلوا إلى موضع المسرع. They reached the very place where Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred. فوجدوا جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري وجماعة من بني هاشم ورجالا من آل الرسول. They found out that that already جابر بن عبد الله and other people from Banu Hashim are there. وقد وردوا لزيارة قبر الحسين عليه السلام. And they had gone there to visit the grave of Imam Hussein عليه السلام. فوافوا في وقت واحد وتلاقوا بالبكاء والحزن واللات. So they reached
yes.
the place together and they began to cry and mourn for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, wa aqamu al-matam al-muqraha lil-akbar. They together held a mourning ceremony for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, wa aqamu ala dhalika ayyaman. They stayed there for a couple of days mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So this is the famous idea among the Shia scholars, that on the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, not only some of the companions of the Prophet and people from Banu Hashim, they have come to the land of Karbala, but more important than them, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha, and a number of other people from the family of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, all those captives, coming back from Damascus, they came to the land of Karbala to pay a visit to the grave of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So this is telling us that this Arba'in walk is rooted in the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, especially Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam himself. And the next point is that, as I mentioned, let's imagine that, we do not have such narration about, the day of Arba'in. But in one of the previous episodes, I talked about the importance of walking for ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
So a number of narrations tell us that Shia are encouraged to go for visiting the shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on foot. And I explained about the philosophy and how a spiritual journey it is. So, and the same has been mentioned about, for example, pilgrimage of the city of Mecca, the Hajj ceremony. So those narrations in which the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt have encouraged the Shia that at least in some cases they go to the ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on foot, they walk, they also include the ziyarah of Arba'in itself. So the conclusion is that first of all, the ziyarah of Arba'in itself, to go to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on this very day, is rooted in the narrations. Second of all, this walk can be also rooted in the narrations because of the fact that Jabir ibn Abdullah and a couple of people from Banu Hashim, they went to Karbala. The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they also went to the Karbala on 20th of Safar. And then we have some narrations according to which people are encouraged to walk to the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the last point is that for those people who are not able to present in Karbala on that very day, we have a special ziyarah for those people who want to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam from far places, any place in the world. They just can visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam by a text, ziyarah text, which is mentioned in the books of supplications, including Mafatihul Janam. So if we are among the people who, for any reason, we are not able to present on that holy land on the day of Arba'in, we can visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from any place that we are on that very day.
Thank you very much, Shaykh. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.